This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, I've never been so fired up, never been so angry in all the time. 3 years that I've had this show, just under 3 years now on national radio, local radio, and national TV. They're stealing the country from us. They're stealing the world from us. Israel under attack as we speak. The United States, the Republican Party, all patriots under attack in Florida and Georgia and Arizona. And I believe in Nevada. You know, the only state no one mentions is Nevada because everybody lost big. They lost by 5 to 10 points. Nobody had the election stolen from them on election night. They just had the election stolen from them with illegal aliens voting one time, two times, three times, five times, 10 times. This country is just a piece of garbage. At this point, this country's going under, folks. I got to tell you, the Democratic Party's trying to destroy this country. Stock market crashed today, and it's all because everybody on Wall Street loves money. They're capitalists. They understand that Trump created the greatest economy in modern history since Reagan and had a chance to be better than Reagan. This economy did. And the Democrats and the liberals have come in, they've stolen races all over this country, and they've destroyed the opportunity. The Dow down 600 points today. The NASDAQ down percentage-wise even more, 200 points, but almost 3% down. The Russell Index 2% down. The S&P 500 2% down. Tragic, tragic day because people are starting to get the idea that Democrats want to destroy this economy. They want to bomb this economy. They want to destroy everything that Trump built. And now they're taking over the Senate seat by seat. They've stolen so many congressional seats. It's mind-numbing. Do you understand? You could tell what they're out for. You could tell what they stand for because they believe in stealing elections and they believe in non-citizens voting. You could see it. All over this country, you could see it. You could see them firing a Facebook executive because he gifted $10,000 to Trump. You could see it with San Francisco taxing large corporations with a homeless tax. You could see it with organizations funded by George Soros who are teaching immigrants, migrants, Muslim migrants to lie and say they're Christians as they enter European countries. You could see it with liberal activists attacking my compatriot, Tucker Carlson, trying to hurt his family, his wife hiding in a closet as militant thugs outside their door were screaming vicious things about hurting him and his family as they blocked off the street. And then they cornered him and his daughter at a country club, called her a slut and a whore. When he got in a shoving match with him, now Avenatti, the porn lawyer, is representing the guy that was shoved, and they're suing Tucker Carlson, and they want to go with charges against Carlson. They want to press charges against Tucker Carlson. The man's daughter was called a whore. The whole thing is sickening. Lawyers for Gilliam and Nelson in Florida objecting to non-citizens' votes being denied. As if now it's out in the open. Liberals are saying it out loud. Don't you understand? They want illegals to vote by the millions. They'll defend and fight for illegals' vote to count. Are you kidding me? You're an illegal citizen. You can't vote? You can't change my election? Sick. Broward County election officials block view as ballots are bundled and bagged in Davie, Florida voting center. Broward County election supervisor Brenda Snipes publicly recommends county illegal votes. You can't make this stuff up. Broward County election supervisor Brenda, and you know why this is happening? No one's telling you why this is happening. My friend Lee, who's best friends with the president, he knows why it's happening. A judge in Palm Beach told him. Because whoever is the governor of Florida is going to make Florida go against Trump, and then the election's over in 20. That governor has enormous power. And it's all over for Trump. And as far as senators, well, they stole Arizona. You know why? Kristen Cimino, the most radical human being ever elected to the U.S. Senate, a nutcase, who said she supported Americans going to fight for the Taliban, is now the Arizona senator. She made fun of Arizona and said they're all on meth. She said they're disgusting. She gave courses in how not to ever wind up like Arizona. Now she's the senator of Arizona. You think she won in Arizona, fair and square, or they stuffed the ballot box in Maricopa County with ballots that showed up at the last minute again, just like Georgia, just like Florida, just like Connecticut, just like Montana. Stealing elections, just like New Mexico, stealing elections left and right. And in Nevada, where I live, they took over the whole state. I guarantee you it was because of the text that I saw, that I reported, that no one seems to care about, where they urged illegals to vote or you'll be deported. It's incredible. It's incredible. Just one in Arizona, Kristen Sinema, radical code pink activist. Kristen Sinema won the Arizona Senate race against Martha McSally. Arizona is one of the most patriotic states in America, the land of Barry Goldwater. And you think Arizona voted against a hero fly girl, Martha McSally, a military hero, and you think they voted for a radical wacko? I think they came on record numbers for Martha McSally, and yet the vote total shows Kristen Sinema won. How's that possible? Because she wins several days after the polls closed. She was winning McSally when the polls closed. But the Democrats produced thousands of ballots out of nowhere post-election. Wow. Just incredible what's happening all over this country, and nobody's stopping it. She's a Taliban sympathizer, an anti-war activist, a code pink wacko. And she just expressed utter disgust with Arizona in a speech just given in March of this year. Radical code pink activist before entering politics once led a far left group that portrayed U.S. soldiers as evil killers waging terrorism around the world. And yet they produced thousands of ballots that had the Democratic candidate pull ahead after Election Day. And they're doing it in Georgia right now for radical wacko Stacey Abrams, who wouldn't concede. You just don't know what's going on here, folks. They're taking our country away from us, and Republicans are standing around with their finger up there, you know what. What are you doing? What are you doing to stop this as they steal elections all over the country? As it is, Florida voted in this ballot provision, and now 1.4 million felons can vote in Florida. So you're not going to win the election in 2020 anyway. Because the whole country is now for felons, welfare addicts, and illegal aliens. That's what the Democratic Party's done. They tried to fix it against Trump, and somehow he got so many votes that he even beat the fix was in. He beat the fix. They couldn't fix it big enough. As I always say, Democrats fix every election with at least 10% of the vote being fraud and illegal aliens and dead people. But Trump got 11%. In all the right states, what can I tell you? Trump managed to beat the fix. But they decided this time to fix it even worse. They realized they can't win if they fix it only 10%. So they had millions of ballots printed up in states all over this country, ready to put it out once they knew what the final tally was on election night. Someone's a winner by 3,000 votes. We got 4,000. Someone's a winner by 20. We got 25. Someone's a winner by 60. We got 70,000. The ballots are being printed out and written and signed as we speak in Florida. 1,282 of the 1,762 new votes that magically appeared this weekend in Georgia went for Stacey Abrams. Does anyone think it's funny that you're allowed to vote after the election? Does anyone think it's odd that every vote is a Democrat vote? The Georgia Democratic Party announced Saturday. The election was Tuesday. A handful of Georgia counties have suddenly discovered thousands of new votes that need to be counted. The Georgia Democrats say the new stash includes absentee early and election day votes. This is a week since the election. They don't count anymore. And they're all Democratic counties, and they're all Democratic votes. So that a radical wacko who was beaten by Kemp is now going to be the governor of Georgia? Democrats in Georgia mysteriously discovered 5,569 votes, of which 4,800 were for Stacey Abrams. They're going to steal the Georgia election. On Monday, they announced another 1,282 out of 1,762 are for Adams. How come every missing vote's for the Democrats? Folks, anything Trump responds to, they're going to say he's a Nazi and he's a fascist and he's trying to change the election. But Trump's got to get involved in all of this. You got to shut them down. You got to send the DOJ hundreds of agents. But you know what I'm saying as I laugh? DOJ and FBI, they all hate us. They're all against Trump. You can't trust anyone anymore. The people running the elections are against us. They're fixing the elections. Don't you see that? Broward County Election Supervisor Brenda Snipes publicly recommends counting illegal votes. She publicly recommends counting ballots that have already been independently verified as illegal votes. Why isn't she removed? Why isn't she perp walked? Why isn't she dragged away with handcuffs? You know what happened this weekend in New York City is a great example of how our country's going to hell. We were winning so big under Trump, and they've turned it all around in a matter of weeks. They've destroyed it all. They had the police in New York City raid apartments because they were taking an Airbnb guest. So let me get this straight. New York, you have a nice condo. My guess is your property taxes that you're paying are probably $30,000 a year. Not to mention you probably pay income tax of $30,000 a year in the state of New York. So you got a $1 million condo, you're paying $60,000 in taxes. They're raiding you, they're fining you, and they're ready to arrest you because you can't use your own apartment you pay property taxes for to let someone stay overnight, Airbnb. But in the same city, they say you will never touch an illegal. Never. We will not allow ICE to touch a single illegal. No, but you rape people who pay $30,000 to pay property taxes. But the creeps who come in the country illegally, many of them raping little girls, many of them murdering, many of them on welfare and food stamps and everything else you can name. You protect them with everything you've got. This is America under liberals.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Ship with your gun. That's k-var.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
War now!
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I mean, Trump really screwed up, I got to tell you. Have you ever heard me say that in the history of the show? Trump screwed up. I know he does a million things. I know he fights for us all day. I know his heart's in the right place. I love the guy. But he screwed up so bad. Didn't he understand this was going to happen? Why didn't he institute voter ID for federal elections from the first minute he was sworn in as President of the United States? Why did he deal with this issue? Why did he not deal with this issue? This demanded an executive order immediately upon being sworn in as President of the United States that all federal elections require voter ID. It's the most ridiculous issue in the world. Everybody's got voter ID. Everybody has a driver's license. Everybody has a passport. Everybody's got something with their picture on it, or they can't collect Obamacare. Do you understand that? All the talk about free health care, you can't get government free health care without government-issued ID. So everyone's already got government-issued ID. Just go ahead and demand that we have the same system as Mexico. If you want to vote, picture and thumbprint issued by the government. Now, they're going to call him a Nazi, and they're going to call him a fascist, and they're going to say he has no right to do it, only Congress can do it. Guess what? It doesn't matter. Take it to the United States Supreme Court. Our elections are being stolen. It's the single most important thing Donald Trump could have done, should have done, would have done, should have done. Why didn't he do it? I don't know. He just got busy. A lot of things going on. Horrible economy. He was dealing with the Obama economy. He wanted to create jobs. Anything he puts his attention to, he succeeds at. Well, he did it. Amazing. It took Reagan 3 years to turn around the Jimmy Carter economy. The first two were horrible. And they blamed Reagan for it. It was so bad. Trump turned around the Obama economy in 5 minutes. So why didn't he put his focus on illegal voting? Big mistake by Trump. And he made another mistake over the weekend. You don't send out tweets while people are running for their lives from a fire in California. In both Northern California and Southern, where I lived for 13 years in Malibu, California, and overall 14 years in Southern California, you don't send out a tweet that says, it's all your fault, and by the way, I think I'll withhold money from you. It doesn't matter if you're thinking that. You don't say it when you're president of the United States. Now people hate your guts, and it takes away our credibility, and it makes more people turn against you. And the whole California hates you. Every fireman in California hates you. And it makes them want to cheat and lie and steal elections even more. Don't do that. Stop sending out silly tweets that don't advance your agenda. You know what you should have said in that tweet? Oh, my God, you may be liberal, I may be conservative, but I love the people of California. I will fight for you. I will send you money. You don't have to worry about a single thing. Just worry about your lives and your pets and your children and your homes. I will make sure all the money you need gets there. That's the kind of tweet he should have sent out that would have made people go, oh. Even liberals would have gone, oh. He would have said, I love you, California. I will not let anything bad happen. I will visit next week, and I will bring lots of money with me. That's the tweet he should have sent. Not, oh, it's all your fault, and I think, you know, because of your lousy drought policies, I think I'll stop sending money to you. In the middle of a tragedy, while people are running for your lives, you think that's a good move? You think that brings wonderful vibes to the Republican Party? You think it makes people feel bad that our elections were stolen? Instead of being on our side, now they're against us, because you act like such a mean guy. I mean, that's just a wasted tweet. That's just an irresponsible tweet. That is an undisciplined tweet. Someone needs to be there to stop you from tweeting things like that. It doesn't matter that I agree with you. Every word he said is correct. We should cut off their money until they learn how to manage drought better, until they learn how to clear brush better, until they learn how to prevent fires. Instead, they're leaving all the stuff there for environmental reasons, and that's fuel for the fire. That's why this is the worst fires in history. It has nothing to do with climate change. Zero. But that's not a battle to be won now. You win that battle 6 months from now with an independent commission. You don't win the battle now while people are running for their lives. And all my friends in California are away from their homes. They're living in a strange home, at a friend's home or a shelter, at their office. Can't take a shower. They're scared their house is gone. Do you need to argue with them now? No. So there's two giant mistakes I'm going to be critical of Trump over. And I'll give you a third one. Why didn't you get involved in Arizona? Get involved in Montana. Get involved in the lies and the cheating in elections all across this country. You should send hundreds of DOJ lawyers to Nevada. Because they cheated. Illegals voted by the hundreds of thousands. And that's how they won the election in Nevada. In all these other places, they couldn't even cheat well enough. They still lost to us on election night. And they said, okay, then let's bring out the boxes of new ballots. If Gene Heller in Nevada and Adam Laxalt in Nevada and Danny Tarkany in Nevada, Crescent Hardy in Nevada, if they had all won an election night, it wouldn't have mattered. There would have been boxes and boxes of new ballots counted the next day, and we would have lost anyway. Do you understand what's happening? They're taking back the country. The commie scum are taking back the country. The people who love open borders. People who hate capitalism. People who love radical socialism. The people who want to take away your rights to free speech. Wow.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
War now.
USA Radio News. President Trump is teasing about a possible trip to Afghanistan. The president hinted at the possible visit while wishing the troops a happy Thanksgiving during a teleconference. A few million people are thawing out after braving the bitter cold at the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. Fox News caught up with these folks at the parade.
I'm freezing, but I think it's totally worth it.
You just got blankets on and it's not helping.
Green Bay Packers quarterback and Chico, California native Aaron Rodgers is donating $1 million to help those dealing with wildfires in California. Rodgers explains how others can donate to his fund to help California fire victims.
To find out more information about the relief and recovery efforts in Northern California, or to donate yourself, you can visit www.nvcf.org/AaronRodgersFund.
In Thanksgiving NFL action, it was the Chicago Bears beating the Detroit Lions 23-16. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We'll be right back.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio. I got so wrapped up in my opening rant, both segments, opening rant, I never got to the actual open of the show, which is to let you know that you are on USA Radio Network with Wayne Allen Root. This is the Wayne Allen Root Show, War Now. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. Don't know how long that's going to last with the communist leadership of Las Vegas now in place and Nevada now in place. And it comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now. I guess you could say we are the center of resistance. Wayne Allen Root is now the center of resistance and the leader of Nevada resistance. All those liberals love that term against Trump. Now I'm going to grab that term. I'm going to rip it off. Flattery. Greatest form of flattery is ripping somebody off. This is the center of resistance in the state of Nevada. God knows the Republican Party in Nevada is the most incompetent Republican Party I've ever seen in my entire life. And in the country in general, it's the most incompetent. Not just Nevada, everywhere. As a matter of fact, Democrats sent out hundreds and hundreds of texts to everybody saying, get out to vote, get out to vote, get out to vote. Got to beat these guys, got to beat these guys. You will be deported if we don't beat these guys. Go vote if you're illegal. Go vote as many kinds, many times as you want. Doesn't matter if you're a citizen. There's no ID required, so it doesn't matter. They said that. And how much did I get for the Republican Party? None. That's not a local Republican Party issue. That's not a state Republican Party issue. That's the RNC. That's the NR. What is it? National Republican Senatorial Committee. National Republican Congressional Committee. Where were your emails? Where were all the private PACs? Where were the Koch brothers? All I ever hear about is how rich Republicans are. The rich Koch brothers. They didn't spend anything on this election. Every ad on TV was against Republicans. Where's our money? Anyway, this show comes to you from the flagship station, 790 Talk Now. The Resistance. We should rename it. It should be The Resistance, 790 Talk Now. Founded by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. We're the resistance nationwide. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. So you know you could trust them. The state of Texas trusts them. The only Republican, real Republican state left. At least a large one is Texas. That's it. I realize we have Wyoming and we have Oklahoma and we have Utah, but I'm talking about a real, serious, big population state. There's only one left, Texas. And then you could argue Florida's left, but only if you win these two elections for governor and senator. They're fighting for the U.S. presidential election. That's what's going on. If they could steal enough ballots and stick in their criminal communists like Gillum, they know they can control what happens in 2020. And they've already got the illegal felons now voting. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about buy and sell precious metals. Boy, with what's going on, you better buy and sell precious metals. You better own lots and lots of gold and silver. Because this country's going to hell fast. They've got the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Check it out. Give them a call at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. They sponsor this show as well as my national TV show. They are the coolest people, U.S. Gold Bureau. Thank them for sponsoring the show and writing the big checks, signing the front of the checks. 800-885-GOLD. Or find them at usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. And then there's the call-in number for this show, 833-WAR-TALK. I do want to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. Here's an email I got. Aloha, Wayne. Please tell POTUS, the President of the United States, that we are tired of all the talk and the no action. Family and friends will spread this out rapidly, that we, Republicans, conservatives, and independents, will no longer participate in any further elections to come if voter ID is not implemented. Why waste our time anymore? Our Nevada will soon succumb to California-type BS laws. Mahalo. My brother. I won't tell you his name. My brother, Wayne. Thank you for the email, and it's true. There's no point in voting anymore. Everybody got stoked up. All of our people came out. Record numbers. We voted in higher numbers than the presidential election. And it didn't matter because they stuffed the ballot box with illegals and with fake votes. Forget about fake news, fake votes. If voter ID is not implemented, we will never win another election. Here's one from Orange County. Good people are talking about voter fraud, Wayne. You're right, but most don't really understand how the Dems are doing it. I spent months investigating the various ways these county clerks, registrars, election officials use to cheat the system and render the honest votes moot. They use a variety of ways to cheat, and some of those ways are almost foolproof. Organizations like Integrity Elections Project, Judicial Watch, are great for collecting data and filing lawsuits, but they don't talk to individual voters, and we did. Recounting the votes doesn't do anything if the Democrats are allowed to recount the fraudulent votes. In other words, the Democrat-controlled government election boards, registrars, county clerks already have committed their fraud before and on election day. Recounting the ballots that are already fraudulent does nothing to change the outcome. Unless there are changes in the election process and valid voter ID is implemented, we will continue to lose elections, and Donald Trump, as well as other important races, will not be reelected in 2020 and beyond. The average American is behind Wayne Root and Donald Trump. I know it. I see it every day. And it doesn't matter. You're being outvoted by illegal aliens. It's unbelievable. Why is Trump doing something against it? Listen to this. More Democratic tricks. GOP candidate wins New Mexico seat in Congress, and then the magic stash of 8,000 ballots turns up. Republican candidate Yvette Harrell was leading the New Mexico 2nd Congressional District on Tuesday. Race was called for Harrell when she went to bed. Then Democrats magically found 4,000 new votes, and now Harrell's out of a job. Yvette Harrell spoke with Judge Dean Pirro on Saturday night. This is a district Trump won by 10 points. Roughly 8,000 ballots were the deciding factor in who was elected to the 2nd Congressional District seat. Poll workers at the Donna Anna County Election Warehouse spent hours sorting through thousands of absentee ballots Wednesday. After an additional day of counting ballots, Democrat Oxchitel Torres, I can't pronounce the name, it looks like Oxchitel Torres Small, was named the winner in New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District. Torres Small gave an emotional victory speech shortly after the Secretary of State called the race. This process doesn't fix our challenges. Only working together will do that. That's why I'm so grateful for everyone who stood up in this moment to work together. She should have thanked the frauds of the Democratic Party who run the election process. How could you work your butt off for 6 months or 8 months or a year running for office for Congress or U.S. Senate or governor, and then it all gets taken away from you when a bunch of extra ballots show up? Look at this story. Broward County police officers, uninterested, would not pick up a ballot box left in an Avis rental car on Sunday night. An Avis employee in Fort Lauderdale Airport found a box labeled Supervisor of Elections and the word provisional in the back of the returned car. According to the Avis employee, the last person to drive the car was a Broward County elections employee. Richard DiNapoli tweeted out a photo of the election boxes left in the car. DiNapoli discovered who the car was rented to. Noah Holloman, a Democrat who works the Broward Supervisor of Elections. Laura Loomer and Jacob Engels, you know, Laura Loomer's on our show all the time, was tipped off and drove to the airport but were denied entry. On Sunday night, Richard DiNapoli took a video from the Fort Lauderdale Airport where the election worker dropped off his Avis rental car. The provisional ballot box and the election signs were left in the car that was rented by Broward County election worker Noah Holloman. DiNapoli says the Broward Police Department showed no interest in collecting the ballot box. So DiNapoli called FDLE officers to come pick up the forgotten materials. You don't understand how bad Broward is. And there are 7 House seats too close to call, all Republican. And the question is, will GOP leaders allow Democrats to steal these seats too? This is as of this morning. Do you know how long ago the election was? A week ago. There's still 7 U.S. House seats too close to call, all these seats held by GOP before the election. What are the odds that Democrats steal them all? California's 10th district, the incumbent is Jeff Denham. California's 39th, Edward Royce, incumbent. California's 45th, Mimi Rogers. Georgia's 7th, Rob Woodall. Maine's 2nd, Bruce Poliquin. New Jersey's 3rd, Tom MacArthur. And Utah's 4th, Mia Love. All these seats have one thing in common, currently held by Republicans. After recent events and close races throughout the country, what are the odds these seats stay Republican? We know in Florida, in the Senate and governor races, after delays and unconstitutional actions, Broward and Palm Beach counties are still counting votes. Numerous corrupted criminal actions have already been reported in this election cycle. And this is nothing new for Democratic strongholds. One Broward County employee filled out an affidavit claiming seeing Broward County officials, election staff, filling out blank ballots. Wherever there are close elections, they always go to the Democrat. How could that be? How could it be that Broward and Palm Beach, that are all Democrat, are the only ones with votes outstanding? You don't think that's why the stock market's crashing, huh? President Trump says Florida election should be called for Scott DeSantis. Large numbers of new ballots showed up out of nowhere. Okay. But what are you doing about it? Revenge of the creepy porn lawyer. Avenatti's latest disgusting client is pursuing charges against Tucker Carlson. Tucker's my friend. We were emailing over the weekend. I told Tucker, start carrying a gun, man. You got to go get your concealed carry permit. They want to kill your wife and children. They want to kill you. He doesn't live in a double guard gate community like I do. He lives in a nice townhouse in the middle of Washington, D.C. I'm sure it's in Georgetown. They will kill him when he gets out of his car and walks in the door. His wife and kid's life is in danger. And there are liberals defending what they did to him. Now Michael Avenatti wants to go after him. Released a video of Tucker Carlson in an argument with a crowd of people in a country club in Northern Virginia. He claims Tucker assaulted a gay Latino immigrant. All I'm doing is reading what she said. I mean, Tucker Carlson's daughter was verbally assaulted, and Tucker fought back. And that means you should be charged with assault? Crazy. Violent liberals.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle. Fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you heard a blank towards the end of that segment. It wasn't because I said a naughty word. It's because I was actually reading what a Latino gay immigrant, I wonder if he was an illegal immigrant, had to say to Northern Virginia Country Club about Tucker Carlson's daughter. He used a filthy word, and I'm reading word for word what was being said. Suddenly the word was there, and I started to say it when I realized, Chris, dump that, please, and we got rid of it. I would never say that word on the air. I had no idea it's a word that was going to come out. I'm just reading what the guy says, and boom, he repeats a horrible, filthy word. That gay Latino immigrant ought to have his mouth washed out with soap, and Tucker Carlson should have been the one who did it, and then they call that assault. I'm sorry, but defending your daughter from a filthy person who says filthy things about your daughter has nothing to do with it. Keep her out of it. You know what's funny? In 8 years, I hate Obama's guts. I hate that loser, commie, lowlife who tried to destroy this country and then sick the IRS on me like the Gestapo, and yet nobody put him in prison, and they should have put him in prison. He should be behind bars right now for the crimes he committed just against Wayne Root and so many other patriots. But having said that, never once did I ever say a bad word about either of his daughters, Sasha and Malia. Not once. So it just shows how filthy and disgusting and foul-mouthed the left is. Not once would I say something bad about Nancy Pelosi's daughter or son. That's ridiculous. As a matter of fact, let me take it a step further. I was in Florida and on a business meeting, and who shows up at my dinner table but Nancy Pelosi's son, who was a wonderful guy. I had a great conversation with him. He's a classy guy, a class act, and him and I got along great. He really likes me. Matter of fact, we have a mutual friend who brought him to the dinner meeting. That mutual friend tells me all the time, he never stops saying how much he enjoyed the company of Wayne Allen Root, Nancy Pelosi's son. And I actually enjoyed his company. He's a good guy, and he seemed to be a businessman, kind of moderate, kind of reasonable. In any case, my point is, never would I say, because I don't like your mother or your mother's policies, I'll call you some terrible name. But that's a lowlife who does something like that. And that liberal is a lowlife piece of garbage. And Tucker Carlson, we stand behind you 100%. 110%. The only problem is that, A, you're going to have to go get your concealed carry and be armed, and B, Fox News has got to hire protective detail with guns to protect Tucker Carlson. That's how bad it's gotten in the United States of America. Liberals knew they were losing bad under Trump. They've lost their minds. They tried to fix the election, and now they're trying to hurt people who represent the conservative cause. Better watch out. You better really be careful. You don't go after the wrong guy. Hint, hint. Liberty HealthShare, by the way, is the sponsor of this segment of the show because they know that health care in this country is a disaster. Health insurance completely unaffordable, and it covers nothing, even if you're lucky enough to be able to afford it. They don't cover anything. I know. I'm a witness. I was paying $2,000 a month because of Barack Obama. I was paying $2,000 a month, went from $500 to $2,000 with Aetna, and they covered nothing. And now I've got Liberty HealthShare, and I saved $18,000 last year, and I will save $18,000 this year. That's $36,000 over 2 years. And the other day, my son had problems with his wisdom teeth about 2 months ago. His $2,500 bill, and the other day, a $2,000 check came from Liberty HealthShare. They paid $2,000 at the $2,500 bill, and on top of saved me $36,000 over 2 years just in the cost of health insurance, and I think that's great. Says it all, right? Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, toll free, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go online to libertyhealthshare.org. By the way, the LA Times admitted today that Trump is right about what's causing California's massive wildfires. Adopting more active forest management policies, such as increased thinning of trees and conducting controlled burns, will help mitigate damage from future wildfires, the LA Times editorial board writes. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke began advocating similar policy prescriptions earlier in the year after President Trump blamed California's banned environmental laws for creating a wildfire-prone environment. California forests have grown drier and less healthy from overcrowded trees, infestations of bark beetles, and the effects of climate change, the LA Times writes. California's restrictions on active forest management have contributed to the poor and worsening conditions of the forests, allowing them to grow uninhibited while suppressing fires that would normally naturally control the forest growth. Fire, this is them quoting, this is a quote from the LA Times. Fire is not necessarily bad for forests. California used to burn with regularity. And low-intensity fires are vital in some ecosystems to clear excess brush and small trees from the landscape, the editorial board wrote. But there's been a change in fire behavior over the last century as state and federal government began dousing the blazes. Decades of fire suppression have allowed forests to grow dense with trees, combined with drought and insect infestations and the stress of a warming climate. Those management practices have led to more intense and destructive fires that are more dangerous to people living near the forests and more dangerous to air quality. Got it? So Trump and Ryan Zinke, the Interior Secretary, were exactly right. And by the way, what did I say about Trump's tweet? I said a while ago, it was exactly right. I agree with him. And people are dying, and people are losing their homes, and pets are dying, and children's lives are at risk because of Democrat environmental policies. But it isn't the time to mention it in a tweet while people are running for their lives. I did one of my first big criticisms of President Trump in that last segment, because you just can't do things like that. You got to get more disciplined. You're 100% right, but it sounds tacky. It sounds horrible. It doesn't sound good to attack people while they're down. Wait until they get back in their home. You know, remember, people first had that loss at Thousand Oaks, that horrific shooting, and then the next day, the biggest fire in history breaks out, and people are running for their lives. They think they're going to lose their house. They'll lose their lives. They're afraid their pets are dead, and you put out a tweet that attacks them. Don't do that. There's no reason to do that. We know we're right. Of course we're right. This proves we're right. The LA Times puts out a press release today pointing out that Trump is right, Zinke's right, Wayne Root's right. Just don't send out tweets attacking people while they're down. There's no reason to do it, to rub it in. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.